Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Dilworth. It was a joy and a true privilege for me to meet Kim Ahn and get to know her a little as Jackstraw Writers together. From the very first time I met her and in every interaction that we had together, she just exuded a grace and warmth and generosity of spirit that I so respected and that bespoke to me a woman and a poet that I was delighted to know. I had looked forward so much to the chance to deepen our acquaintance over coming years, both as fellow poets and hopefully friends. And though I feel such sadness at not having that opportunity in person, I want to say how grateful I am to be given that opportunity by Kim Ahn through the gift that is this second final collection of poems. During a time of great personal difficulty, Kim Ahn wrote lines that are elegantly crafted and clear-eyed, that carry legacy and history close, and in which the moments of now pulse with the liveness of human story. The gesture these poems make to welcome in the world during a dark time and show us how the human experience is, in all its frailty and difficulty, ever alight with the creative forces of relationships and endeavor and tenderness, is a brave and a valuable gesture. It's a kind of kindness, too, I think, to all of us. And kindness is one of the qualities I respect the most. The last time that Kim and I spoke over email, we talked of looking forward to the chance to read together again. And I count today with her so powerfully present in these poems as something of that chance. I'm honored to share two of her beautiful pieces with you today, beginning with one from her first book, Breaking the Map. Calligraphy. This beach, a dappled parchment, and I stand waist deep in the South China Sea, under reeling birds and August sky. Twilight edges the mountain's sapphire, and open sea fishers sail inland to sleep, their lanterns a necklace strung between rocks. I stretch my arms into sweeping water, and the tide beats through me. My most beautiful thing, my ocean, my boundaries, my edge of the world. I have come this distance to see the sun unravel in strands of orange. I have come this distance to know, if it can be known, what melts into shadow and what persists. And the second poem is the penultimate piece in Kim Ahn's powerful second collection, In Orbit. Why this poem is not about cancer. I have never peered through bright field lens to face a fragment constellation expanding spastic, madcap, undeterred by laws or logical borders of flesh. And even if summoned to the microscope, I would not comprehend the fine gradations of invasion, of neoplast and pleomorph, of solid nest and glandular mass, now unleashing their wreck within me, sweeping their dread currents through this body I call harbor, through the pieces and parts that anchor me whole. But I think of how the ocean, long before sextant or compass, granted stars to steer double-hulled voyagers safely ashore, and how the stars themselves, winking archipelagos on evening's swell, brought children skipping from riverbanks to to tug at their elders' sleeves for a story, a reason to be so dazzled. And how the story was never about photons, never hydrogen gases, or polarized dust, but rather walled palaces and faithful sons, fierce hunters and wounded bears. Rather the princess and the buffalo boy, forbidden to love, soaking monsoon soil and impassable chasms of milk-woven light in the sorrow of their parting.